You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. Fox News' Rachel Sutherland joins us live from the nation's Beltway. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Just trying to make sense of all of this.
Good luck.
Yes. We have a little faith, I think, across the American spectrum in our government, because they seem to sort of want us to believe the unbelievable often, and we go to the worst case scenario. I don't know what will end up happening in all of this. The president yesterday saying that he is literally looking forward to visiting with Robert Mueller and doing so under oath. We've got these lost texts. We have the idea that maybe now some of them are being recovered. We've got the argument over the FISA court. Where do you even begin to sort of make sense of what we know versus what we are speculating about?
Well, I've always kind of viewed this over the past year or so as parallel universes. You have Democrats viewing things one way. There was a foreign nation state interfering in our election, collusion, nefarious activities, and then Republicans saying it was just the opposite. Democrats are the ones that colluded with this dossier, and that this is almost a coup attempt to unseat a duly elected president. And both sides have gone to extremes. I mean, truly. And so now you have the situation where the text messages are surfacing between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. They were these FBI agents who were apparently involved in an affair. And then Strzok went on to work on the Mueller probe, got kicked off of that because of these politically charged text messages between the two of them. But so it looks like Republicans are trying to build a case that there was bias within the FBI, bias on the Mueller probe, and then this memo that's been going around that is apparently top secret. All it is that we're hearing Republicans say, you won't believe what's in this memo, but we don't know what's in the memo. But it seems to suggest that the Obama administration used a spying apparatus to snoop on Donald Trump's campaign. But others might say, okay, the Obama administration went legally through the FISA court system, the uber secretive court, to be able to check out whether or not Russia was up to no good. So, I mean, again, there's two different ways of looking at it.
Yeah, there really is. But if the Obama administration used a document that was supplied by a political campaign to get through the FISA courts, that would be a big story, right?
It would. And again, it all comes down to motivation and intent. And that's a kind of a tough thing to prove. Was the Obama administration intending to stop a political opponent?
All right. Not sure what happened there.
She got booted.
Is there something weird going on with these times again?
No, that was weird. She just was mid-sentence and it just
disconnected. Maybe it's the government.
I don't want to finish her thought for her.
No,
I mean, you know,
I know. No,
maybe she's on a Samsung.
It could be, by gosh. It got lost.
Are you buying the Samsung thing?
No.
Okay,
no.
So you're
I'm sure Samsung's
on...
not happy about it either.
Well, I'm not blaming. I mean, I'm not knocking Samsung. I don't have anything against them. But my question is, it is mightily convenient how the Hillary Clinton Secretary of State time. I mean, all of this stuff is just technical errors, right?
No big deal.
No.
You know, life happens. Just they're not there. We don't know. It was a Samsung glitch. Not Samsung. It was their software working with Samsung.
Yeah.
Now, there are also in life technical glitches.
I get that, but not to that extent.
Really? We have stuff like this happen all the time.
This is the government.
We know how they run.
I know, but I don't buy that.
I'm not buying it either. No. I'm just saying it does happen, right?
It does.
Right. And, you know, and I'm looking for Michael Goodwin's story that I was reading yesterday.
The New York Post.
Right, from the New York Post, talking about that. It's crazy to think that you can say that, okay, we've got all those texts, and then, oh, wait, conveniently, we don't have these texts.
Someone has them.
Oh, yeah.
They're there. The FBI software may not have worked, or that's what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But Samsung has them, right?
Somebody's got them.
I mean, it
isn't. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's somewhere.
Now, last night, Hannity had a scoop that they were recovering these missing FBI texts, and that was underway. That the Department of Justice has started to recover these missing FBI texts. Now, we know from the texts that have already been made public how damaging this is and how damning it looks to the people in charge.
Right.
But we also know how this will be handled once the texts come out. It's going to be super damning, yes, and then they'll have some stool pigeons, low level or whatever. That's it.
I think that the American people are losing faith in the Mueller investigation. I mean, I really do.
Without question.
I don't even know how much they had to begin with. It's like this thing, and this is what happens every time. Do you remember the NBC story? Was it about the tires? Or was it an automobile where they put the little charges to make sure
the
that
Firestone.
It happened? Was it the Firestone tires?
Yeah. Firestone Explorer story.
And it's like they had a story, and the story was real. But they couldn't help themselves. They had to, like, help the story along. They had to exaggerate the story. They had to make sure the story turned out, you know, so they put these little explosive charges. And then they got caught doing it.
Right.
And they went, well, you know, but still true. Well, if it's true, you don't need to do this other stuff, right? And this is what I've said all along.
Right. It doesn't need to be enhanced.
Right.
Just report the
but
story.
But that's what they're doing.
Right.
And now it's backfired.
Mm-hmm.
And they hate it. And they're circling the wagons, and they're doing all the protective stuff that they will do. Well, you know, nothing to see. Move along. You know, they're doing that routine. And I think that the American people just go, you know, your blind hatred has just made you, you know, you've literally just traded in your values and your core beliefs because of just blind hatred.
That's it.
And I think that's where a lot of people are on all of this. I've yet to see any proof of any collusion. I've yet to see any proof that anyone has done anything. This Paul Manafort guy that went back in his business dealings, you know, years before. I mean, there was nothing there about the campaign. And yet there's people out there, decent people who will sit there and just argue with you because they have such a hatred for this president that it just blinded everything else in their life. They don't care whether it was sloppy or corrupt or enhanced, whatever word you want to use. They don't care. Because the ends justify the means in their minds.
Right. And if you reverse the scenario, could you imagine that their heads would be exploding?
Oh, I know.
You know, it's the craziest thing.
Because everybody justifies every sort of behavior through some sort of political spectrum that they look at. Like, well, it's okay because it's our side. Or it's okay because he's too dangerous.
Yeah.
So we'll just change the laws, bend the laws, break the laws, do things against the law, and then we'll be justified because the ends justify the means. That's dangerous behavior and a dangerous mindset to be in, no matter how much hatred you have in your heart for the president of the United States.
Because he must be stopped is not an excuse.
And that seems like the FBI or factions of the FBI had that exact same approach. I don't trust any of them. Nor should you. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more after this. Jeff Daly standing by in the WSOY newsroom. This is the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.